Yes, we are back. Cemetery Tales podcast. Man, we're moving along. We having a great time, man. This season is fantastic right here. Today is episode 10. In today's episode, we're gonna talk about the 10 scariest urban legends. This is my top 10. I mean, hey, I have another top 10 list coming, next week, but hey, this week. Top 10 scariest urban legends. So I'm gonna run through these urban legends and then I'm gonna do a spotlight on one of them after we run through these 10. But before all that, man, so you guys see the Scream trailer? So I've seen the Scream trailer come out January 2022, and I want to say that it looks very interesting. This is the first one without Wes Craven, rest in paradise, Wes Craven. But yeah, it looked really good. It's good to see Courtney Cox, Neve Campbell back out there, David Arquette, back out there grinding in the Scream series. They are returning. I'm excited. I'm excited to see. As you guys check out the trailer, please check out the trailer. Just check out the trailer. I apologize if you guys been following me on YouTube. I have not been posting like I should. I am within the next couple of days or so. We'll convert a lot of my TikTok videos over to YouTube and start filling out the channel. I apologize, y'all. I need to do better on that one, so I will do that. Before we one more thing before we start, have you guys heard about the Oats studio? It's the guy that created District 9, and I was a fan of District 9, but I'm gonna watch these. It's like 9 episodes. I'm gonna watch them, and we will probably talk about this post-apocalyptic series. Well, some of them they range. I just looked at it without looking at it. It was like range from like 30 seconds for an episode up to like half an hour. So it's definitely something I want to check out as I watch it and share with you guys what you think. But let's roll into this top 10 scariest urban legends. So first, nothing makes you jump out of your skin faster than a scary story. But it isn't just the stories that scare us. We humans have been telling each other scary stories for centuries, and endless urban legends have spawned from those tales. Where would horror movies be without urban legends, right? Right? I mean, come on. On the other hand, where would urban legends be without horror movies? It's an inseparable bond that keeps us up at night and coming back for more every Halloween. Today is October 14th. So, what are some of the best urban legends around? I'll give you 10 of them, starting with the first one, the mysterious Suicide Forest. Now, I know you guys, I don't know if you follow any of the Paul brothers with boxing and everything that they're doing now, but one of those guys did go out there to this Suicide Forest, and it's pretty well known by now, at least I feel like it deserves a spot on this list. As referred to as it's the main setting for the popular horror movie The Forest. There are two sides to this creepy tale, it's urban legend. So it's those who believe that this forest is filled with evil spirits, and those who think they're finding a good place to just hang around. No pun intended. I promise you it's not. Regardless, just to say hiking out here, I won't be doing anytime soon. I did do some more research about it, and I noticed that it's like people go out there and they just feel like it's a good place to just end it all. I don't understand why, what's compelling these people to wrap it up and end it, why, but hey, it's on the urban legend list. List I created. So here we go. Number two, let's go with the babysitter and the man upstairs. Now, this one has been around at least since like the 1970s. But it still manages to give us shivers every single time we hear it. All right, so in this story, a young babysitter is put in charge of taking care of several children while their parents go out for the night. However, the children hear the strange sounds coming from upstairs, and they accuse their babysitter of making them. When the babysitter go upstairs, she gets stabbed several times in the stomach, and the guy that was up the stairs push her down the stairs, and she slide down the stairs, and all the kids, they see the babysitter just there, and they all hollering, and so that's how the story ended. So if the kid's telling you don't go upstairs and you're hearing all these strange noises and the kid's thinking it's like, you just playing around, hey, don't go upstairs, urban legend. All right, so moving on, number three, the hook. I know you're thinking, I know, but listen to me on this one. One of the most and one of the more popular urban legends around, this scary tale tells of an escaped mental patient. See, you thought it was gonna be Candyman, did you? He was obsessed with finding a woman to marry him because he had a hook in place of his right hand. He couldn't find anybody to marry him. However, after several attempts to find a wife failed, and it drove him crazy, insane, madder by the day. He finally did find a woman who agreed to marry him, though, but through death. He eventually found her dead body hanging from a bridge, and he cut her down to find out that she was really the one when he pulled off her wedding ring, and part of her finger came with it. He threw down the finger in frustration, only for it to land on the ground below where a man was walking his dog, who immediately accused him of murdering the woman hanging from the bridge. The mental patient chased after him, trying to explain that he was not responsible for this woman's death, but no one would believe him. So he began running up a hill before tripping over some roots and falling to his death, along with his hook, which landed right next to an old well. I know, urban legend. After that day, if you walk past that old well late at night, you'll hear the sound of a hook along the side of the well. But the crazy part is, you can't find the old well. That was pretty good, man. I like that one, man. Right? I got you. It's compelling, right? The next one, of course, is the Hook Man, continuing on. Now, this urban legend follows the same thing as the hook story I just mentioned to you. Now, check it out. This story. There was once a small town where everyone lived in peace. They lived in harmony until one day when someone came up missing. A search party found a lady's body hanging from an overpass. I know it sounds familiar, but it wasn't long before another young woman went missing. And when they found her, she has been hanged with her own belt from an overpass, just like the first victim. Once again, people searched for clues to find out who murdered these women, only to find graffiti on a nearby wall. And it simply said, "The Hook Man is coming for you." That's it right there. That's the Hook Man urban legend. So just be careful if you start seeing women popping up and being hung from bridges. A lot of times people like to copycat, Number five, the Vanishing Hitchhiker. Now, this urban legend tells of a woman who was walking down the highway at night when she saw a man in the back seat of a car waving for help. Being an incredibly kind and helpful person, she immediately stopped to see if he needed any assistance. As soon as she got into the car, it sped off and into oncoming traffic, killing them both instantly. Since then, many people have reported seeing a lady walking along the highways at night, wearing nothing but a bloody dress for a killer. It's urban legends, man. Number six, and this is the one I'm a spotlight for sure, is Bloody Mary. We all have done it before. I know Candyman just came out too long ago. Have you ever said Candyman five times? Let's take the challenge together. I say it with you. We should go to a mirror. We should all be on live or something. And go, you gotta make sure it's a certain type of mirror. So that's the thing. And you gotta light a candle. They don't tell you that part. If you really want to see Candyman or you really want to see Bloody Mary. But this urban legend been around that I found doing research, at least since the 1920s. And it still terrifies a lot of people to this day. In this story, a girl named Mary, she would sit in front of the mirror, reciting Bloody Mary over and over again until she comes into the appearance of Bloody Mary. If you see her, she will kill you by scratching your face with her long, sharp fingernails. However, there are plenty of ways to save yourself if you don't want to die. I'll give you some examples. Stare at her reflection instead of directly into the mirror. She makes it so you cannot So she cannot enter, the world, our world, our physical plane, our world. Close your eyes for 5 seconds. This is the second one. Close your eyes for 5 seconds before repeating her name. If you do it correctly, she would not be able to harm you, but you lose your chance to see her. I know, right? It's deep. You just sat there and said Bloody Mary all these times, and now you can't even see her. And then pretend like you're going to say her name, and then stop. And she will ask, "What? What do you want?" If you reply with, "I don't want anything," she will leave. But this is a gamble, and she may try to take your life anyway. And Bloody Mary is interesting. It's an interesting thing. I'm gonna go deeper into that. We can take a break and then we get to that part. But moving forward, number seven, the licked hand. All right, so there's no doubt that this urban legend has been passed down from one generation to the next because it's so scary. In this story, a teenage girl brought home a Ouija board from a friend's house, thinking it'd be cool since everyone else had one. That night, her and her sister decided they would use it before bed. They began playing and quickly got bored with it, so she decided to go to sleep for the night. But as soon as the lights were out, they heard strange noises all around them, which quickly became banging on the walls. Frightened, they ran downstairs, only to find that all the doors were locked from the inside, meaning no one could have been making those sounds. The next day, these two girls realized that one of them had accidentally licked her sister's hand instead of her own when they first made contact with the board, which was not a good thing because this cut off her ability to do anything about what would happen later that night as she fell asleep. Pause. We're not gonna go into the rest of the story, but that was deep, right? That was deep. So what did you guys think happened? So later on that night, after she fell asleep, what you think happened in this urban legend? We'll talk about that on the next episode. Moving on to number eight, the killer in the back seat. This urban legend is about a woman driving home from work, and she began to feel incredibly tired. In this story, she decided to pull over, take a quick nap before continuing on her way. But shortly after resting her head against the window, she fell into a deep sleep. When she got home, her husband said he hasn't heard from her all day, which wasn't weird since they live far apart. But when he went outside to check what was taking so long, he discovered his wife's dead body in their backyard with multiple stab wounds across her stomach. He didn't realize that the killer had broken into their car and killed her while she was sleeping, which makes absolutely no sense to this day because there were no signs of forced entry. It's interesting, right? Very interesting. Moving on to number nine is the mysterious voice. This urban legend is about a man driving at night when he saw a figure wandering in the middle of the street. In this story, he slowed down to see what it was, only to discover that there was no one in sight. But somewhere nearby, an invisible force began to speak directly into his ear, saying, "I'm going to kill you." Terrified, he drove off quickly. But every time he would run, he would turn around to look at what was following him. The voice would repeat itself, "I'm going to kill you." At some point during his drive home, this threat realized that he could hear it and turned his attention to his wife instead. Terrified for his life, they decided not to tell anyone. And to this day, like Deontay Wilder say, till this day, they still getting chased. And they can still hear to this day, "I'm going to kill you." And eventually what happened is it's probably gonna happen. It's urban legend. But they're still trying to figure out what the heck is going on. The last urban legend I'm talking about to complete the 10 is the pig farmers. I don't know if you heard this urban legend. This urban legend is about a teenage girl who fell in love with a boy from one of the most prominent families in her town in this story. Their parents knew This would never work out. So they decided to run off and elope together, which was fine, until the woman began hearing strange noises coming from her farmhouse. Assuming it was animals trying to break into their home, she never thought something much worse was going on. But over time, she eventually realized that they were definitely not normal pig sounds, and it wasn't any type of animal she has ever heard before. The next day, when her husband tried to defend her family's farm by killing the monster, he disappeared. They haven't seen the husband ever since. They haven't seen the monster ever since. All they have is footprints of the shoes of the husband, footprints of the monster or pig. That's it. That's all that's there. And that's the last of the top 10 urban legends that I have that I want to talk about a little bit on this episode. So, man, what do you think? That's very interesting right there. Some top 10 scariest urban legends. We're going to take a break, and I guess I'm going to dig a little deeper into one of these. And as I mentioned before, that one of these will be Bloody Mary. And I will say I've done it. I said it as a little kid, not in my adult life. As a little kid, I said it the first time. And I guess I can tell you about it when we come back from the break. All right, appreciate you. All right, so let's get right into it. So our spotlight on our urban legends we went through, and I don't know how you guys felt about it. Give me your opinions. Let me know. You can reach me again, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube. I only have two videos on YouTube, by the way. I apologize. I'm working on it. I know I keep saying that episode after episode, but I really am. But let's get into the tale of Bloody Mary. We're going to do the spotlight on Bloody Mary. So it's something I learned and heard about as a kid. I know when I went to one of my mom's friend's house, we had the little proton packs. You know, we played Ghostbusters, and we in the bathroom. And one of the little girls said, well, let's play Bloody Mary. I'm like, I don't know, seven. I'm like, Bloody Mary, what's that? She said, well, you got to be in the dark and look in the mirror, and you got to say Bloody Mary seven times. I'm like, okay, cool, bet. So I'm in there, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. They was like, don't say it, don't say it, Bloody Mary. And nothing happened. I was like, man, ain't nothing gonna happen, man. I was like, look, as a kid, I was afraid of Chucky with Child's Play, you know, but wasn't afraid of no Freddy Krueger with the dreams, which is crazy, right? Guess it don't make sense. So I'm in this dark spot, looking at the mirror, nothing, right? The only problem is when the lights came on, nothing happened to me. But the little girl that was in there, and it was about four or five of us as kids, but the little girl that said something about it, hey, she had some scratches on her arm. I said, oh, you know, I'm an adult now. I understand what that is today. But as a kid, I'm like, ah, you did that to yourself playing around. You know, ain't nobody really. Bloody Mary, come on, man. Anyway, I feel like as a kid and you grow up and you do these things, it's a rite of passage, you know, to your adulthood. When you learn how to overcome your fears and your anxieties, I had no problem doing that. Candyman just came out. You know, people was afraid to say Candyman in the mirror five times. I'm like, man, it's a movie, man. It's an urban legend to some. I get it. But you think Candyman really about to, he didn't play Greeny Green. He about to come in my mirror? He about to come through my mirror and have bees in the hook hand? Look, we did the urban legend with the hook man and the hook urban legends. It's like, oh, man, that's crazy. I mean, you guys seen I Know What You Did Last Summer. These different movies, man. But I'm like, come on, y'all. Look, we got to understand. It's not like what you think it is. You know, it's not. I mean, at least I don't feel like that is. But anyway, let's dive deeper into Bloody Mary. So Bloody Mary is a witch. It's not a person, you know, but this spirit, this entity of Bloody Mary go by a lot of different names. You know, of course, Bloody Mary or Bloody Bones, or Mary Worth, or Mary Worthington, Hail Mary, Mary Wells, or Mary Johnson, Mary Jane, not Spider-Man, you know, Sally, Agnes, or Black Agnes. It's a lot of different names, you know. So Verte Madon. I done heard a lot of different things when it comes to the Bloody Mary urban legend. A lot of different things. Then I also heard there's different ways you can summon Bloody Mary. You know, you got to say, I believe in Mary Worth. It's the key phrase, according to one version, you know. Or you got to say, like, Mary come out, you know, over and over, along with saying Bloody Mary. Sometimes you got to be in the mirror with a candle, one candle. Or you got to be in a mirror surrounded by candles when you say Bloody Mary a whole bunch of times. You know, the requirements of the ritual, it varies. You know, some say that, again, you got to have a whole bunch of candles. You got to repeat it a whole bunch of times. You know, you got to have a girl that's there. She got to be selected to be among the mere entity, the mere spirit, or the mere witch. And then the number of times you say it varies. I didn't hear it 3 times. I didn't hear it 5 times. I didn't hear it 13 times. Hey, man, nobody really know. But they say Mary is said to be a witch. She was executed hundreds of years ago. Now, I heard about this story somewhere when I was a little kid, but when I did research, I guess this story had been around since at least the 1970s that I found consistently. But yeah, so Mary said to be a witch. She was executed hundreds of years ago for messing with the black arts, you know, or as some people say, she was a woman that got into a car accident where she got terribly mutilated in the car accident. And somehow the rearview mirror trapped her to where she's able to be in all mirrors and can come out when you say her name in the mirror. I know, urban legend. I know, you know. Now, some people confuse like this mere entity, this mere witch with the Mary of England, you know, whose history, ironically, her name is Bloody Mary. I get it, you know, and I understand the confusion, you know. Now, the story of Mary, Mary of England, Mary I of England, is to see the people murdered the British queen, you know, and then young girls could bathe in her blood to preserve their youthful appearance is what caused Bloody Mary back then, you know. But she was anything famed for her beauty. You know, she was terrified of losing her looks. I mean, you guys have to do the research, man. You know, she had a lot of thing about style, but her hair looked crazy. You know, I say go back and look at the pictures. It is kind of funny, you know. But anyway, the idea of bathing in her blood of slaughtered virgins to preserve her loveliness doesn't really make sense. So that's how it came about, the moniker of Bloody Mary, because she had a lot of people put to death during the rain so she can bathe in their blood to keep her youthful appearance, you know. So that's how that part of Bloody Mary, and it's not even the same as the mere entity thing at all, you know. Now, if we move further into the legend, you know, now Mary did have a half-sister, which is Elizabeth. And they both was daughters of Henry VIII, you know, but Mary's mother, Catherine, and Elizabeth's mother, Anne, ended up becoming queen when Mary died. So during that reign, Elizabeth I, she returned the country back to a Protestant type religion. And in the process, ordered the deaths of at least as many subjects as her half-sister had during the time of her throne, and she earned the title of the Virgin Queen. So she never really remarried, so she eventually became like Bloody Elizabeth. So then when you start mixing in the mother queen, when you got Mary or Elizabeth, then some people start saying, you start saying Bloody Mary for some odd reason in the mirror to summon. I know, but this is the history. So it's kind of weird, but hey, man, although this British queen, was Bloody Mary. There's no connection between the Bloody Mary that's in the mirror, the witch entity, and the Bloody Mary from this history lesson I just gave you guys. So I know it's interesting. So the big question is, why do kids want to continue to summon Bloody Mary today? Like I said, I was a little kid. I never heard about anybody else talking about this anywhere in my teen years, in my adult years. Even with, like I said, the Candyman movie come out, nobody talk about no Bloody Mary, man, in adult life. It's like something that you talk about as a kid. That's why I say it's like a rite of passage. It's how you move and you get over that fear, your anxieties. Is that real? Look, man, it's possible these mirror games, these mirror witch, these mirror entity games, have roots to other rituals, of course, involving different varieties of women. You know, it's a number of variations of this throughout time. But you got to be in a dark room. And sometimes they say you got to have a special night. Sometimes you got to be a full moon, blood moon. It only makes sense, right? Blood moon night. It makes perfect sense, right? If you guys know about that, Google it. You know, I could tell you more about that, I guess, but maybe that's not this episode, man. We're talking about Bloody Mary. You know, but anyway, the concept of mirrors, and this is important, as portals between this world and the realm of spirits show up all the time in thousands of past history of rituals and urban legends. And a lot of times they go around funerals too. It's around funerals, you know. Because there was a common practice to cover mirrors in the house when a death occurred in your home. If you didn't know that or not, I mean, before funeral homes, corpse was washed at your relative's home. They used to have the parlor room in your home to where it was set up, the living room, you know, it was set up so that you can have your funeral viewing at home. You know, and then, you know, you'll wash the corpse and then dress them in their funeral clothes, and then lay them in the coffins in the front parlor or your room, living room. It changed. It depends, you know. But yeah, look that up, man. It's something that I didn't know the meaning behind living room or any of those like parlors. I used to hear about those a lot, like a little kid, you know, parlors, coming to my parlor. I'm like, parlor? Like, what is that, a bar? You know, I'm a kid, man. I don't know, man. But yeah, moving forward, again, you know, looking at today's Candyman, of course, that movie, what movie was that? Urban Legend, of course, that came out in, what, 98? You know, it was a good movie. I liked it. It's something that maybe we could talk about on, maybe I just start doing movies on YouTube. Maybe I could talk about old movies. That's a good idea. I think that's great. You can keep the podcast the way the podcast is. But have you ever tried talking about Bloody Mary? Have you ever said the chant before? Did anything ever happen to you? I feel like I should do it. Once I'm able to go live, I'll do it live. I'm going to do Candyman, and then we're going to take a 10-minute break, and then I'm going to come right back and do Bloody Mary right behind it in the mirror with the candle on the night. Like they say, believe me, y'all, nothing's going to happen. And if something do happen, we have to talk about protection. We have to talk about totems. You know, things that eliminate things like that that could happen, well, it won't happen. But we'll talk about that further along. But that's my thing on Bloody Mary. You guys let me know what you think. I know it's wild. I know it's crazy. Some people still to this day afraid to say it in the mirror, just like Candyman. But I'll tell you this. It's an urban legend. It's beautiful to talk about. And you listen to it right now. So this concludes the podcast. But I want to say thank you for listening. Again, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We on TikTok, YouTube, wherever you're listening to on this podcast. I appreciate you for listening. This is the Cemetery Tales podcast. I am your host, Gerard Terrell, and I will catch you on the next one.